This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Exactly how artificial intelligence is going to change this economy is one of those known unknowns. What we do know, though, is that AI has already changed what it means to both hire and be hired. See also for us today, pre-employment screening tests. They're becoming more common, if not already the norm in some fields. You'll have to demonstrate skills, coding, for instance, or do some kind of job simulation, perhaps. And there is another kind of digital test that's showing up, too, a psychometrics assessment, which aims to quantify characteristics often thought of as intangible, personality, attitudes, integrity, emotional intelligence. These kinds of tests have been around in one form or another for more than 100 years. And as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, AI is the latest iteration of it.
James Kluseritz will never be able to look at a balloon the same way again.
Yeah, it's like PTSD.
About a year ago, he was graduating from the University of Pennsylvania with degrees in economics and philosophy and looking to join the corporate ranks. He put in dozens of applications at big consulting firms like McKinsey and PwC, and he'd often get the same automated reply.
Which is like, okay, to complete your application, you have to, you know, spend 30 minutes playing these fun games.
Like the balloon game, part of an assessment from the company Pymetrics. It asks you to click on a digital balloon to incrementally inflate it, collecting more money the bigger it gets.
Or if you click it too many times, it'll ultimately pop.
He couldn't immediately tell what the test was measuring or what he could do to ace it, which is by design, says Tomas Chamorro Premuzic, an organizational psychologist at Manpower Group. These assessments are about inner potential.
Predicting whether somebody can do a job that they haven't done before, or whether somebody is likely to learn a skill that they haven't actually displayed or learned before.
Psychometric tests date back to World War I, when the military used them to identify recruits at risk of developing shell shock. The methods filtered into business, but were often impractical.
You know, you would have to put somebody through an assessment center to spend 4 hours in the office doing an exercise or a simulation.
Today's psychometric assessments are shorter and usually digital. The Tradify personality test from Paradox, used by large employers like McDonald's, touts itself as the world's fastest at about 90 seconds.
It is very challenging to develop an assessment that is that short, but also has predictive value.
Heather Myers heads the psychology team at Paradox that developed the Tradify test. It asks users to swipe through images, like a driver in traffic, with the caption unfazed, and mark whether they identify or not.
To see kind of what the behavioral fit for an individual is and the roles that they're looking to apply to.
Tradify doesn't use AI in its assessments, but many other platforms do. The technology can make tests more efficient, says Beth Bynum with Human Resources Research Organization. With machine learning, companies can analyze huge amounts of data to find the exact permutations of traits predictive of success.
The challenges are with transparency. I think the more data you have, the more risk there is to not understanding what's going into your prediction, where you may have something that's not job relevant.
Which could lead to unintended bias. Ben Poor is an executive at Harvard, which acquired Pymetrics of the balloon game in 2022. He says their algorithms are not self-learning. They're set and then monitored by real people.
We're not saying that we're going to be completely bias-free, right? Because it is humans developing this. But we can quickly identify if there is any bias and correct for that.
Unlike the traditional hiring process, he says, where bias often goes unmeasured. All of the platforms I talked to for this story have teams of scientists that test their assessments for reliability and bias. They say the tools don't replace human decisions. But the demand for these tests is growing fast, without much legal oversight. And plenty of ways AI can go wrong, says Manpower's Tomas Chamorro Premuzic.
There is a real risk that actually, at least in the short term, this increases inequality.
Recent college grad James Kluseritz never found out how he did on the Pymetrics balloon test. He's shifted his focus to doing comedy on TikTok.
My best videos are ones that sort of like make light of things people hate or like things I hated.
A sketch about the balloon test has about 20,000 likes. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.